When you are doing the four practice at that time, you are unable to stand up because you are lying on the bed. You are seriously ill, but your mind is with the teachings, with Guru Rinpoche, with Buddha Amitabha now, with your root guru. Now think that, try to do, according to the teaching, try to stand up and sit in a seven Buddha meditation posture of Buddha Vairochana. Try to do that way. If you are able to stand up, you do that. If you are unable to wake up, tell your friend to help you, to make you to stand like a little bit. And you can also use help of some walls on the back side so that you can sit in a Buddha's meditation posture. You can do that way at that time. But if you are unable to do that, again, if you are very serious, you can't wake up from there, then it doesn't mean that you can't meditate, you can't practice more. Now you can sleep on the bed, on the, say, there's a, in Tibetan we say, Singi Nyatap. Singi is lion. Nyatap means posture of lion sleeping. You must sleep that way. Now, on the bed, you can do that now. Now, posture of lion sleeping means, I don't know whether the translation is suit here or not, but you have to sleep this way. You just lie down on the bed, and your body just touch all your right side of your body on the bed, and keep your right hand on your cheek, and then sleep on it, and stretch your feet, and then keep your left hand like this, and put it on the left leg, who is sleeping like this. While sleeping like this, you just put your hand on this, and then sleep. Then lie down like that. And then you can do the practice of Poa now, at that time. Very important now. At that time, if you are unable to recite all the texts, or recite, remember the visualizations. Now, visualizations you can do in your mind. Now, at that time, you must remember that Buddha Amitabha touches here. Not away from your head now, like this. But you just think that Buddha Amitabha's secret place is touches on your center channel, which opens on your crown of the head. From the crown of head, the center channel opens here, and the secret door of your root guru or Buddha Amitabha touches here, and then try to visualize as taught in the text, in the teachings. According to that visualization, do it properly and with deep devotion and faith, pray, invoke to Buddha Amitabha now, and then Buddha Rinchen Sukdurchen, and then to our Lokitshora, and then to Vajrapani, and try to request them, try to invoke them with deep devotion, saying that now you want to go to Buddha's pure land. With deep devotion, then recite everything, and in the end of the practice, when it reaches at the time of reciting the letter Sri, now Sri is the Rigpa, which is in the center of your mind, on the center channel. Now that you have to visualize everything now. When you say Sri, 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 three times, it's vibrating, it's trying to fly away from there. And as soon as you say Sri, faith, 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 when you say that way, at that time you just pull your hair from here. If not, tell someone to pull at the time. You are unable to do that way. And then you just immediately, without any doubt, send your mind free in the form of free, your request. Shoot from here, eject from your mind, and it goes so swiftly from the secret place of your root guru or your Buddha Amitabha. It enters into the mind, wisdom mind of Buddha Amitabha. And at that time, if it works, then immediately it becomes completely dark, something like that. It, some sort of feeling, some sort of appearances of darkness, that is, it comes there and it wakes from there, and you think that now it works now. If that kind of appearance, if that kind of experience is not there, then again you practice yourself, saying that, oh, still it is not working. Sometimes the sign will give you some sort of failing attack or like that. If it comes, it is working. If not, you have to continue your practice like that. Try to do that. Try to recite this faith for 21 times. Even if you are unable to do 21 times, now you can use 22, 3, 4, 5, 25 also like that. And after that, definitely your mind will be now mingled with the wisdom mind of Buddha Amitabha. So this is what you have to do during the time of death now. This is very important. If you can do that way at that time, it's very useful. Now here again, if you are unable to do this, unable to pronounce the word free, fit, something like that, if you are unable to do that way, you can ask your friend also, if not your teacher. Tell him to do this. Instead of, on behalf of you, then he will help you to do this. And when he says, free, you remember yourself as you are saying that way. And when he says, that, and then it goes immediately, you just eject your mind immediately into the wisdom mind of Buddha Amitabha. And definitely, it becomes completely dark. And then comes the clarity, and it enters into the Buddha's pure land. Now that can be done during the time of death. It's very useful if you can do that way. Okay, yes, then at the time of death, if you can do that way, it's really very useful and helpful because of your practice during the time of your life. You, as you have practiced that, now you applied it properly during the time of death. So, when you eject your mind from your karmic body, you think that your rigpashi, you recognize the nature of the Buddha within yourself, and it ejects from here and enters into the Buddha Amitabha, and feel yourself. Be happy during that period. At that time, then it clears your mind, because your mind is very strong and very intelligent during that period. So no need to do the four by other person. You can do that way. It's necessary because nobody knows when we are going to die. So it is up to us whether you wanted to die properly or not. It is up to us. If we wanted to die properly and we wanted to go into the Buddha's pure land, then we must prepare it from now onwards. From today onwards, it is necessary that you just go on practicing that, so that when it becomes close to you, when it becomes so close, then normally that will help you. It becomes like a habit. Why not use this habit on a positive way? Because most of the habit is related with the negative forces. like doing anger, hatred, jealousy, passion. These are not the real nature of our mind. But we are so close to them, we always use that, we always practice that. That is why no need of teaching. It comes normally to us. All the time I used to speak this. Because you just imagine, as soon as the son takes birth, from the very beginning he started shouting. He is crying now. That means, why did you throw me down? It hurts his body. So that's why from the very beginning the anger comes. No need of teaching. Definitely comes. When he becomes hungry, immediately he cries saying that he became angry. Now why didn't you give me food? Even if he is unable to speak. But he knows that. No need of teaching. So doing some sort of anger, jealousy, hatred, or ego, arrogant, whatever, there are 84,000 defilements. These are not the nature of our mind. But we are always doing that. So that is why it becomes so close. It is a normal habit to us. So why not use this on a positive action? Why not use it in the positive action? So that these positive actions become so nicely. And every day it becomes, without teaching it comes. So that is why I advise everybody, saying that try to practice for all the time. As long as there's no result, you practice yourself and make it familiar. And if the result is there, it's better. Stop doing practically. But try to maintain on that level. Try to be mindful and always be your awareness to the clarity, emptiness, wisdom should be always there and remain on that level all the time, wherever you go. And try to make it friend with that, those positive actions. Don't make friend with the negative actions. Not necessary. Even though nobody teaches you to do the anger, the anger naturally comes. So if you go on doing that anger, if you benefit from doing, say, showing the angers or doing showing the jealousies, if there is any kind of result, then it's okay, you can do that. But there's no result at all. That only the bad result will come there. So it is better to stop that bad result. You don't want the bad result. You don't want sufferings. So why not practice? Try to do something, positive actions, so that happiness comes. Normally, all whole living beings, they say that they need happiness, they don't need sufferings. But they act negative ways so that the suffering comes. Even though they don't want suffering, the suffering normally comes because of their actions. Most of the great masters, they do, in their teachings, they always say that the people, the ordinary people, the worldly people, the living beings, because of their dualistic mind, even though they don't want suffering, they do that. They act that. And if you do some sort of positive actions, accumulate some sort of good merit, then normally, even if you say that you don't want happiness, but happiness comes. You say that I don't want the happiness, but it comes on. Now the sufferings, even if you always say that you don't want suffering, you dislike suffering, but normally comes. Because of your action, because of your accumulation of negative actions. So why not always do the positive actions and avoid doing the negative actions, so that it will bring happiness and diminish or destroy the negative actions. This is the way of practice now. So whatever the teachings are, there are different types of teachings. In the Buddha's teachings, there are different methods, different ideas, different way of doing practices. Then if you just pick one practice and do it thoroughly, it can help you to destroy many, many defilement, obscurations. It can cleanse many, many obscurations. If it helps cleaning these obscurations or defilement, purifying all those defilement, then you are really doing something good. You are accumulating really good merit, good actions. Good merit and wisdom, altogether, the two accomplishments, it can obtain very easily if you can do only the positive and avoid the negative actions. So here, when we are talking about the power practice, I say that you must make this power practice or any kind of teachings good friend. And then if it becomes a close friend, then normally it is very close to you. So that is why it is very useful. Whenever you do any kind of work, it normally comes in your mind. Even if you are going to sleep, it normally comes in your mouth. The voice, if you go on reciting Guru Rinpoche's mantra, all the time, wherever you go, even by while talking also, sometimes if you are reciting Guru Rinpoche's mantra, then normally when sleeping at the time of, sometimes when you turn your body here and there on the bed, at that time also from the mouth, Guru Rinpoche, Om Aho Beza Guru Brahma Sadhu, Om Guru Rinpoche Ching, it comes from your mouth automatically. It comes automatically. Even though your mind did not think at that time, saying that I must say this, you did not think that way. But it comes automatically. That means because of closeness, because you are always doing that, because you have that habit of doing good things. So why not make this a good habit of practicing, doing good actions? If you go on doing that, then automatically the Buddha's qualities there are, normally Buddha's qualities, the blessings of Buddha's activities are effortless. Buddha doesn't think that I want to help this animal. Oh, he is feeling sick, so I must bless something to cure that disease. Buddha never thinks that way. Never thinks that way. But it automatically comes. Automatically it comes there, and without any effort, effortlessly, his blessings are spontaneous, continuous. So if you do the positive or optimistic, through optimistic thinking, if you do the positive way of actions, positive accumulations, then normally it will help you to become more friendly with that, and you can destroy those negative forces and you dislike them, and these will normally disappear from your actions, from your habit. Then one day it will reach a certain level, saying that the wisdom power increases all the time and it becomes fully blossomed like the full moon day. The moon starts from very small, then it increases, and when it becomes full moon day, that is the full moon day, that is fully blossomed like that. Try to dispel or decrease or diminish the negative forces and try to increase your positive actions, then this will become fully enlightened or fully blossomed, and all the negative forces will be rooted out, everything. Not a single dust is remained there. Then at that level, you are fully enlightened. You are Buddha, no other than Buddha. So that is the level, that is the way of doing the practices. If you can do that way, then It is also very helpful to other living things. Through your good actions, it can be also useful to many living things. Okay, now sometimes if your practice of war is good, then you can use to those any kind of diseased living things, that means the dead bodies, whatever they are, whatever the living things, it doesn't matter. But you just think, when you saw them, you think with compassion and try to do this practice, or if it is necessary, then you touch the head. And touch from here, you can pull from the crown of their head and pull a little bit the hair from there and think that you are ejecting the mind of that living being. The mind ejects from there and it taking out, so what should I say now? It goes up to the Buddha Amitabha's pure land or whatever their root guru may be. If their root guru is Guru Rinpoche, then through the help of that practice, their mind can be now taken to that pure land and become Guru Rinpoche itself. Or if their root guru is our Lokiteshvara, then it can be taken to that pure Buddha's pure land. In that way also, if your feeling is good, kind, you can do this for those living beings also. It is helpful to them. And at the time, it is also necessary if you can recite the name of some Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, like Buddha Rinzen Sukthorjen, or Buddha, the Buddha of Medicine, or Buddha Shakyamuni, or Guru Rinpoche, or Buddha Amitabha. Try to use some name of the Buddhas and then inject, just pull a little bit. If you are unable to pull it, it doesn't matter, but you think, feel that you are doing for them. And then those Buddhas will go to that person or that body. They will help them to take their mind to their abode. And they will say, it is not like that playing, but they will distribute wherever they like. If they like Jizun Dharma, they will take you to Jizun Dharma's abode. If they like Buddha Amitabha, they will help you to take to the pure land of Buddha Amitabha. If you like Guru Rinpoche, they will help you to take you to the pure land of Buddha Guru Rinpoche. So according to their feelings, according to their closeness, then they can go to their choices of Buddha's field. Now wherever you go in the Buddha's pure field, it doesn't matter, all Buddha's pure fields are same. There's no difference at all. Because Buddhas are one. All Buddhas are one. Even though Buddhas are one, we in our teaching there are many, many Buddhas. This is a skillful means. And according to many, if there are many Buddhas, then if you don't like certain Buddhas, but you like certain Buddhas. If you don't like the Buddha Amitabha, you like Buddha Shakyamuni. If you don't like Buddha Shakyamuni, some may like Buddha Amitabha. So in this way, because of varieties, some sort like that, because of many, many Buddhas, there is many, many ways, many, many methods of practicing and reaching the Buddha's pure land. Now, sometimes when we need some special trainings or special practices, if you wanted to increase your wisdom, if you wanted to increase your mind or intelligence, then you normally we used to pray to Buddha, Manjushri, or the female form of Manjushri is Saraswati. We say Yangchen Lhamo in Tibetan. So pray to them and they will bestow you the knowledge. They will help you to increase your mind. But it doesn't mean that only Buddha, Manjushri and Saraswati has that power and rest other Buddhas, they don't have that. It doesn't mean that way. All the Buddhas have that. Now, these are special form of certain qualities. Some are showing the wisdom mind of all the Buddhas. Some are showing the wisdom body of all the Buddhas. Some are showing the wisdom speech of all the Buddhas. It differs in that way, but in total, in essence, all Buddhas are one. If you pray one Buddha, you are praying to all the Buddhas. If you are praying to Guru Rinpoche, you are praying to all the Buddhas, because he is the essence of all the Buddhas. So there is no difference at all. If you pray to Buddha Amitabha, it doesn't mean that you are not praying to Buddha Guru Rinpoche, because Buddhas are same. Now you just imagine, if you are praying to Buddha Amitabha, you can't say that you don't like Guru Rinpoche, because they are in essence one. If some persons may be like that, some persons they don't like the female Buddhas. It doesn't mean that they don't like female Buddhas, but they like the male Buddhas. If they say that way, that means their mind is not clear enough, clean enough at that time. Some like female, some like male. Now, according to their likeness of the disciples, Buddhas have different forms. They do come in this samsara in different forms. So, to whomever you are praying, in that Buddha, all the Buddhas are summed up. All the Buddhas are unified into it, inseparable of that. So, you can't say that, I don't like the female Buddhas, I don't like the male Buddhas. You can't say that way. And you can't say that I don't like the wrathful Buddhas, I like the peaceful Buddhas. They are all same. In essence, they are all same. Especially the wrathful Buddhas. Even though they are in a very wrathful form, it doesn't mean that they are devil, they are going to destroy all the living beings. Not like that. They need to show that wrathful form because they want to destroy the inner demons that we have in our dualistic mind. Just to destroy all those, they have to show in that form. If a Buddha used to come in a form of dog to help the human being, it's very difficult now. Buddha comes in the form of dog and he can't help with the human beings now. So that is why Buddha used to come in a form of human beings. Among the dogs, Buddha may be coming in the form of dogs because he wanted to help those living beings in their forms. Buddha used to come in the form of hell beings because he wanted to help those beings who are suffering in the hell. It doesn't mean that he is obscured and he is suffering there. No. He is not suffering there. He is there to serve the living beings who are suffering in the hells. They wanted to help them. So it is necessary for him to take his take the form of hell so that it's helpful to them. So according to that level, the Buddha used to come. That is why we used to say that we should not treat anybody else something bad. Maybe Buddha used to come in that form. You should not treat the dogs as the dogs. Because sometimes maybe Buddha may have come in the form of dogs and for serving those animals for many people. Maybe in that form. So you can't judge outwardly. That is important. So in any teachings, the essence comes in the same point now. Wherever you go, from which direction, for example, if you are going